Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So, divisions on how to get America's fiscal house in order, and some American households are going to suffer all over the country. But we want to leave you with some good news here.
The yeas are 286 and the nays are 138. The bill is passed.
That is the House passing the Violence Against Women Act reauthorization after a long stalled battle over special provisions that would add additional protections for vulnerable women in communities that can sometimes produce wide ideological splits among lawmakers. Provisions for gays and immigrants were the holdup until yesterday. There are also new provisions for Native Americans. How the House leadership found a way to get a bill passed, even with divisions among Republicans and with the help, that's right, I said help of Democrats, is a rare story of bipartisanship. Tom Cole, Republican congressman representing Oklahoma's 4th District, voted with the majority on the Violence Against Women Act and has been there all along in this tug of war. Congressman Cole, welcome to The Takeaway.
It's great to be with you.
Can you describe how this battle, this partisan battle over an act that you wouldn't think would have a lot of controversy, really represents a possible path forward for the Congress itself? Tell us the story of what's happened here.
Well, it's actually quite a tremendous story in some ways, and one where there's a lot of credit to go around. Look, as you suggest, this should have been a routine reauthorization. Violence Against Women Act is not controversial, but three new elements were added last year. One was that I was particularly interested and involved with was to expand the jurisdiction of tribal courts to cover non-Native individuals in cases of domestic abuse and sexual assault. And again, there was extensive effort to find common ground. And again, our side worked hard on the tribal issue and actually had a much better product in the end, but it still wasn't good enough. It wasn't as good as the Senate bill in terms of sovereignty. And so the Republican House leadership said, look, if we can't assemble a bill of our own that's 218, we're going to put both bills on the floor. We're going to put the Republican bill on as a substitute amendment. That is, had it passed, it would have replaced the Senate bill. And it did not pass. I did not vote for it because it didn't have the tribal provisions that I was interested in. So it went down, and at the end of the day, the Senate bill was put on the floor. It had obviously unanimous support by the Democrats, but also 87 Republican votes as well. So it passed with a very hefty margin.
So the takeaway here, Tom Cole, and what's really interesting, and just to extract I understand how you guys do your jobs up there on the sort of rules and conference.
You know more than we do.
Yeah, there you go. But really, the Senate and the House and the Republicans and the Democrats have managed to find common ground on issues that would normally be very divisive, particularly the gay and lesbian community protections, but also on the tribal protections. I mean, this will have a substantive benefit in tribal areas around the United States, yes?
Yes, it'll make a dramatic difference. And to your underlying political point, I think we really did what Speaker Boehner talks about. We let the House work its will. And, you know, it actually worked pretty well and dealt with the issue fairly expeditiously in a divided environment.
So climb into the mind of Speaker Boehner for me for a moment, if I can put you on the spot. Do you think he feels a little better about how to deal with his insurgency that we've been seeing over the past several months?
I think Speaker Boehner is an awfully skillful negotiator and legislator, and I think he understands politics about as well as anybody I've ever met, and I've worked with him for over 20 years. So, some issues he'll work one way, some another. This is a very, very difficult issue because there were divisions within his own conference that prevented him from getting to 218. On things like that are coming up, like the sequester and the continuing resolution, I don't think those divisions exist. And so I think you'll see him operate as a much more traditional leader. So he'll have to sort of pick and choose which style he wants.
All right. Well, Congressman Cole, we are just digging here for some good news on Sequester Day in Washington. Thanks for helping us out.
Thank you.
Tom Cole is a Republican congressman representing Oklahoma's 4th District, and he told us that speaking to us about an example of bipartisanship was the high point of his day in Washington.